Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In his final sermon of the May Day series, Pastor Ed Young enlightens us on three pivotal commitments essential for unlocking freedom and empowerment in our journey as believers. Through today's message, we dive into the transformative power of these commitments, paving the way for a life filled with strength and purpose in our faith. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called The Three Commitments. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Today is a day in May, and who knows, this could be your Mayday. It really could. Mayday, Mayday, Mayday is a distress signal. It's something that was adopted in 1923 that you say over the radio if you're in trouble. Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. You say it three times so no one will get confused. You're saying something else. And again, it's all about help. It's about an emergency situation. Maybe, just maybe, you're experiencing a Mayday right now. Maybe, just maybe, you're at one of our different environments and you're experiencing a marital Mayday, a moral Mayday, maybe a Mayday at the marketplace, maybe a spiritual Mayday. Today, though, can be your day to say Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Today can be your day to get rescued, to get help, no matter who you are. So as you listen to what I'm saying, don't think about the person on your right or left. Think about yourself, because God has you where you are for a reason. He's brought you here by his sovereign hand to hear what we're going to talk about, because I'm going to basically discuss three commitments, three things that we need to say and do that will give us the rescue that we desire. So I want to unpack with you really the most important thing I could talk about. I'm going to talk about three things that are arguably the most important things out there. Are you ready? What does it mean to believe? Belief is the most important thing that we'll ever do. Everything starts with belief. And it's stunning to see how often we believe in things. It's stunning to see how often we have faith in things just as we live life. We have faith. Now and then I'll talk to someone and they'll go, I just don't have enough faith. I go, yes, you do. You get behind the wheel of a car. You have faith. Oh, yeah, you drive a boat. You have faith. You sit in a chair. You have faith. We walk and live by faith, a commitment to believe. That's what faith is. I believe something. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, this is the most important thing in the universe. They asked Jesus, okay, Jesus, what's the net effect of everything you're saying? He said, read it with me. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And with all of your mind. This is the what? First and greatest commandment. So the greatest thing anyone will ever do, anybody, I don't care if you're on welfare or a billionaire, is love God with all of your heart. Well, how do you do that? Commitment. Commitment. What does commitment mean? Commitment means pledging yourself to a position, no matter what the cost. Following the Lord, It's an easy decision. It's a faith step, a belief step. And obviously feelings flow, high tide, low tide, slack tide. As we pledge ourselves to that position, then the feelings will follow. Yet commitment, that 10-letter word, is a game changer. It's a sea change. So Jesus said, you got to love God. Well, how do you love God? Let's talk about it real quick. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if I'm right with God, I'll be right with my neighbor. Okay, here's several things I want you to understand. God loves us with all of his heart. Isn't that great? It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you are. God loves you right where you are. Doesn't matter what you did last night, last week. Doesn't matter what family you're from. Doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. I'll tell you right now, bottom line, you've never locked eyes with someone that does not matter to God. Everyone matters to God. God loves us with all of his heart. But there's an issue. Okay, God loves the world so much, he gave his only son. This is John 3:16. Whoever believes, there's a word again, has faith in him, shall not perish but have eternal life. Something else. Man broke God's heart because of heart failure. Heart failure. Heart problems, I believe the last I checked, one of the top causes of death in the world. Heart problems. Man broke God's heart because of heart failure. What's our failure? We're not perfect. We sin. God is righteous. He's holy. He's perfect. He can't look at sin. He can't wink at sin. We are in a dilemma, an eternal dilemma, because we have chosen to turn our backs on God and to do our own thing, our own way. We have a sinetic condition given to us by the first man and woman who failed, who chose to rebel against God. For all have sinned. Now, what does the word all mean? Every single person. So on one hand, you've never locked eyes with someone who doesn't matter to God. But then on the other, you've never locked eyes with someone who is not a self-centered sinner. I just know how to sin. I've never been tutored in the subject. I just know how to do it. All right. Number three, God's solution to our heart failure is, say with me, Jesus. Jesus. We don't deserve this. This is complete grace, something that I'll never, ever, ever earn, something I'll never work for. It's God's solution. There's only one solution. It's Jesus. People say, well, oh, there are many ways to God. No. I mean, if that were true, God would not have sent his only son to live a perfect life, to die a torturous death, to be buried and to rise again. In fact, Jesus said, John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. That's what Jesus said. It's the exclusivity of Jesus. So God's solution to this problem is Jesus. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Check this out. Jesus became sin. The sinless one took all of our iniquities, all of our misfortune, all of our mistakes, all of our mess ups. He took it upon himself. He voluntarily was nailed to a cross, suffered, died, rose again. And if we believe, check this out, what happens? We become righteous. In other words, for he made him who knew no sin, Jesus, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. If you have believed on Jesus, when God looks at you, he doesn't see, wow, there's a self-centered sinner. No, no, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. Is that awesome? I want to clap my hands for that because I don't deserve that. Belief, commitment to belief. What is Fellowship Church about? We're about belief. It begins there. The most important thing you can do is have this commitment to Christ, this commitment to belief. But there's more. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37, let me set the context. The first church was established. And remember this. Jesus, after he had died and rose again, after about 50 days of appearing to all these people, one time he appeared in the resurrection body to over 500 people, he ascended. And then the Holy Spirit came down and the church kicked off. So, Jesus went up, the Holy Spirit came down, because Jesus had to go up for the Holy Spirit to come down. The church went out and the community came in. That is the pattern of the church. So this is the first church. When the people heard this, when they heard the first sermon of this church, they were cut to the, oh, there's the word again, what? Cut to the what? And they said to Peter and the other apostles, I love this, brothers, what in the world shall we do? What do we do now? They were cut to the heart. They were convicted. They realized, wow, I've broken God's heart. What do I do now? What do I do now? What do I do now? Baptism. Thousands believed, and then they were baptized. So you have belief and baptism. You repent, then you're baptized. It's really repentize. Once you repent, and repentance is not something that's popular, it's not something that's sexy to talk about, but repentance is, God, I am a criminal. I deserve eternal punishment. I deserve hell. I, though, believe that you, God, sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sins and to rise again. I turn from the way I've been living. I make this about face. I confess to you I'm a sinner. I turn from that. I turn to you. I turn from the rejection of Jesus and the reception of sin to the rejection of sin and the reception of Jesus. That's what it means when someone repents. So we repent, and then the first act, the first step of obedience after repentance is baptism.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Let's talk about baptism. When the people heard this, we're continuing Acts chapter 2, they were cut to the what? Heart. And they said to Simon Peter and the others, brothers, what shall we do? Okay. Peter replied, there we go. Repent. That's belief. And what? Baptism. That quick. They were to liquidate. Get it? Go, Simon Peter said, after repentance, H2O. Go H2O. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. when someone's baptized, they're saying, I'm advertising my faith. I am showing people that I'm a follower of Christ. It's a sermon, but a sermon with symbol. Here's the prerequisite for baptism: repentance. If you've been baptized, then you should have, first of all, become a believer. When you repent, you represent. How do I represent? Through baptism. If I've truly repented, if I've truly believed, what am I going to do? I'm going to represent. So if you're a knockoff, let's say you have repented, but you've not represented, you've not been baptized, you are a knockoff. Now, technically, can you be a Christian without being baptized? Yes. I mean, a lawyer could argue that, yeah, you know. Hebrews 11, you know, those people weren't all baptized. The thief on the cross, he wasn't baptized. But every single person who had the opportunity in the New Testament to get baptized, they were baptized. The pattern of baptism, what's the pattern? The pattern, repentance, remember this, and baptism. Belief, baptism. You line up all the scripture about baptism in the scripture, it's belief, then baptism. Man, I was sprinkled as a kid. Awesome. My wife was sprinkled as a kid. But that was really for her parents. I mean, she didn't know what she was doing. She didn't understand that Jesus had died on the cross for her sins and rose again, and she didn't understand that she was a sinner in need of a Savior. There's an age of accountability. Only God knows that age. So if an infant passes away before that age of accountability, they're right into the arms of Jesus. There's no worries there. There's no worries in that situation. What's the picture of baptism? The picture is you go under the water for 5 minutes. I'm sorry. 0.5 seconds. That is identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The water symbolizes the judgment of God throughout Scripture. Think about the Noachian flood. Think about the washings, the ceremonial washings of the Jews. It was culminated. John the Baptist baptizing. Jesus had to walk 27 miles out of the way to be baptized by immersion. So the best picture of baptism is submerging someone, because that's what baptism means. In the Greek, baptizo, to dip, to immerse. And there's not one example of being sprinkled in the Bible. There's not one example of a baby being baptized in the entire Bible. The problem of baptism. Well, the problem is we have different methods of baptism that aren't in Scripture. Some have been sprinkled, spritz, poured, whatever. The way to be baptized is by and through immersion. So if you've not been baptized by immersion, get baptized today. You've repented. You believed. Now get baptized. And I've made the word up, repentize, because in the Bible you repent, you're baptized. Are you tracking with me? So I'm talking about commitment to belief, number one. That's what Fellowship Church is about. If I never see you again, make sure that you've prayed that prayer to declare that Jesus is Lord. That's the most important thing. Secondly, get baptized, get advertised. Very, very important. And number three, let's talk about this, the commitment to belonging. So commitment to belief, commitment to baptism, commitment to belonging. Do you realize these commitments that I'm talking about, although simple to explain and underscore and highlight, are not shallow or superficial? They're not. And these commitments are the cure. They are the reason why we're here. Everything plays off these. So this next thing I'm going to talk about is belonging where? To the church. There's one thing that separates Attenders from members, that is the C word, 10 letters, commitment. So a commitment to belonging. Do you belong to a church? Obviously, I'm partial to Fellowship Church. I think we're the greatest church anywhere. That's just me. I always wanted to pastor a church that I would attend, and I would attend this church. It's funny, sometimes people come up to me and go, man, I just love your church. I know you're so proud of your church. I go, whoa, wait. Don't you belong to Fellowship Church? Yes. I said, it's not my church. It's God's church, so it's our church. And the other night over dinner, I said, I want you to say this with me, because someone said that. Our church. Our church. My church. My church. So Fellowship Church is our church. Let's say it. 1, 2, 3. This is our church. 1, 2, 3. This is our church. Now personalize it. 1, 2, 3. This is my church. 1, 2, 3. This is my church. A commitment to belonging. There's a biblical reason. What did Jesus say? And I can't list all of the scripture verses. Jesus said, I will build my church. The church is called the body of Christ. That's pretty big. The only thing Jesus ever built was?
Church.
Was? That's right. Not a school, not a hospital. No, the church. A practical reason. It defines who can be counted on. Our culture is committed to being non-committed. We're not committed to anything. Relationships, marriage, companies, sports teams. Well, we are committed. You know what? We're more committed to sports teams than the church. Oh, the Dolphins, that's my team. Fellowship Church, oh, that's your church. Cowboys are my team. Oh, Fellowship Church, yeah, that's your church. What? Louis Vuitton, that's my designer. Okay, I think you feel me. A practical reason, it defines who can be counted on. I mean, you can't be a member of the NFL and not be a part of a team. Yet so many people I meet, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, where do you go to church? Oh, I go. No, seriously, where were you a member? Well, I'm not really a member, I just... Now, the Bible says when we become believers, we're adopted into the family of God. Can you imagine going, you know, I don't feel it with my family, I'm gonna go from this family to that family to this family to that. Can you imagine asking your mom, Mom, how is your family? Isn't it funny? Because we're to be planted, and when you're planted, your roots go deep. Yet in our culture, we've planted ourselves in one church. Oh, I don't really like that song and that subject. We uproot, go to another one. You uproot, go to another one. Uproot, go to another one. No wonder we're so shallow. No wonder. No wonder we have so many problems. A practical reason. A personal reason. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, go on to maturity. It shows us, and the church helps us personally with our growth. As iron sharpens iron. The Bible says, love one another, serve one another, pray for one another. That's in the church. A purposeful reason. God's purpose for you and me is to be a part of the body of Christ. Here's the church. There's the steeple. Open the doors and see. Woo! All of the people, it's God's purpose.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has encouraged you as we explore the profound principles that guide us towards a life of spiritual abundance and fulfillment. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed begins a new series entitled Interview with the Devil, with a message designed to equip and instill courage in each and every one of us. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through The Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.